तू जानता है इसकी पुरानी आदत है, जब भी जिंदगी में कोई प्रॉब्लम आती है भाई साहब हार मान के फूल हो जाते हैं।
अरे हाँ, हार मान लिया मैंने। We lost a lot of money और एक बेचारे लड़के ने अपनी जान ले ली। That's what's happened, Kiddy.
मैजिक को परफॉर्म किए हुए कई साल हो चुके हैं, लेकिन स्टेज पर लौट कर आने की कोई अगर वजह है, then this is it.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host Aditya
and I have with me Pranita making her second appearance.
Yay,
on
finally.
The podcast. And Mr. Fike Ratha making his debut on the podcast. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And we are here to discuss Rock On 2, which we just came out of.
Yes.
And it was really good, right?
Yes.
I loved it. I loved Arjun Rampal.
You love the movie or you loved Arjun Rampal?
Both. Couldn't get my eyes off him. But yeah, the movie was really good. But yeah, he was amazing. He looks really great.
Yeah, I mean, I had expectations from this movie, having watched The Lost Rock On, which is the first version. And I hadn't heard a lot about the movie, but then I went in there, watched the movie, and I'm really, really glad that it was so good.
Yeah,
it was the usual Farhana.
Yeah, it's very surprising to me because the promotions have been super low-key for this movie, which is strange because the first one did so well and was so popular. And even in terms of the opening, it took a really low opening. It just made 2 crores or something on day one, which is, I was quite shocked. Obviously, there are some mitigating factors, including the whole demonetization drive, so people.
That's probably why.
The major factors.
I'm really surprised it's only done 2 crores because, considering the kind of movie it is, it should have done so much better.
Exactly, the cast and the names behind it. It is also one of those movies though which could pick up based on good word of mouth.
Yes.
So let's hope it gets there because as you said, I thought it was a really well made movie.
I think it's I loved it personally. For me, it was not just a story about music or what sort of music. It had a message for the musicians and it had a message for all kinds of things that Farhan Akhtar wants to do for the community and, you know, the social cause for farmers and stuff like that. Yeah.
I actually disagree with that. Like, I mean, I know why you liked it. Like, you love watching movies with like that have a social impact.
Yeah.
But I kind of felt like there was a point in the movie where, like you said, you know, there are two stories in it. And I felt like, the fact that he was helping the farmers and like trying to raise funds for them and everything. But that could have actually made its own movie on the side. Whereas this one, it's like we're already dealing with like these musicians, like diversifying and going into their own lives. So that's one dilemma where these like this band is kind of like deteriorated and they're coming together. And on top of that, you have the message of one of the aspiring musicians who's like coming in. He like committed suicide and, you know, Farhan Akhtar is dealing with his death and like kind of blaming himself. And then you come in with the fact that now Shraddha Kapoor enters the movie and she's his sister. So it's like all these aspects already filling in really well. Am I not supposed to say this?
It's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have all these different things happening within the movie that I felt like this aspect was kind of, it is interesting, but I felt like it was a bit overwhelming towards the plot because it added too many things to focus on.
So I think I'll fall somewhere in the middle on this one because, so just for context, basically, Farhan Akhtar, as Pranita mentioned, is dealing with the death of a young musician that he feels responsible for.
Yeah.
And so he basically uproots himself and moves to Meghalaya and sets up a farmers cooperative to help out this village and he sets up a school. So he just immerses himself in that. And there's a whole story arc around that. I think I agree there were times in the middle when, especially after he comes back and then he goes again.
Yeah.
So, and it all feels a bit, okay, well, why are we going into so much detail on this? Where is it going? But I think it all finally linked back in the end in terms of they then set up the concert and they do everything. So I thought the way it was executed was really good. And so I actually like Fike said, I actually liked the fact that it wasn't just about music and about, you know, them doing stuff. And it also wasn't, like, if you, the first one was very kind of like, oh, like these guys used to be in college and then they all have their own things and now they come back and kind of drop everything, which is like awesome to watch, but is not very realistic. This one is like more realistic. It's like, you know, all these guys have their own things. They're dealing with all their different things, but they still find time to, you know, get together and make music and do stuff, that's meaningful. And it felt more real to me than in that way.
Yeah.
And in, like you said, more than just about the music and the band getting together and more about like life beyond that.
Exactly. And it's just, it's for me, I didn't think it was just about putting two stories in one movie. Like you said, it could have been a movie on its own, but then both the stories are so good and it's in the same movie. And then you go back and how they link up the whole death of that boy, the musician who killed himself and he thinks he's responsible, and the way they linked it up together.
Yeah.
And his sister comes back. It was really well executed. I thought that was brilliant. It's something that a lot of people can't pull off. Or even if they try to do it, they won't put too much effort into kind of building up a story into something that would actually look more realistic. You know, it was done really well. Two stories going together and this story linking up to the old movie. That was brilliant.
No, I agree with all of this aspect. I'm just talking about like, a situation like this where he's helping the farmers and stuff, like they didn't go into depth with it, but I felt like, you know, this minor dilemma they had with the minister like boycotting the concert, I feel like that one part could kind of just be omitted because you're already dealing with all of this. And I don't know, I personally thought the minister wasn't a good actor either, so his role just kind of got way too much importance for no reason. Like, you know, like the scene where he's like, I'm not going to let this go on.
That was a little bit overkill.
Very forceful, and the whole, like, them going and smashing all their, like,
It became a bit too Bollywood.
Yeah, so I felt like that aspect could have been taken out. Because
that part, yes.
Yeah, I do agree with you guys. It went in seamlessly, but it's just, there were certain bits, because it's like either you give it full emphasis or just kind of let it go over it, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I feel like exactly the part that she just said, where they're breaking their equipment and out of the blue that boy from Sarigama Pa turns up and he brings all that stuff. It's kind of funny at the same time, but it's nice, you know, but then they aren't letting people go in, and then all of a sudden they kind of like disappear over there. I mean, it was kind of like,
it was a bit
but then you've got to put a bit of a Bollywood touch in there.
Yeah,
right?
But exactly, like if it was real Goondas, like no one would have been able to pass through them.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you know, Goondas wouldn't actually just sit there and kind of be like, oh, whatever, they're gone now. I mean, we couldn't do our job. So we're just going to listen to the music too.
The other thing I liked about the movie, which is I think also true of the first one, is it's not just a movie about Farhan Akhtar. Spend a lot of time going into each character's backstory and what they're dealing with and things they have to do, right from the other band members, including, you know, there's the new replacement band member who comes in, Uday. Shraddha Kapoor, of course, linking to the whole story of the boy. Also Shraddha Kapoor's father, played by Kumud Mishra.
He was actually a really good character.
Yes.
And all of that, even, although it was only a few scenes, like even Prachi Desai dealing with Farhan Akhtar just constantly uprooting himself and doing random things and not expressing his emotions. I thought all of that was just worked in very nicely, which you typically don't see. Most of the time, like, just the hero gets like a huge arc and everything, and everyone else is just sidey and there, which is not the case at all here.
It's such a shame that the movie had to release at such a time where people in India are going through a financial crunch and the movie can't really do well. It's kind of like unfair, I feel. I mean, it should have done much better.
Yeah, I mean, I think one if to pick downsides. Although the bar was set ridiculously high, but I don't think the music of this one was anywhere close to
as good as the
I think
first
when
movie.
In the concert when they played like the main rock on song, I think that's when it was like, actually, I was like, oh, this one's so good, and I was like, wait, this is from the first one.
Yeah, exactly. That 2 minutes that they play that song it is yeah, more. Yeah, I think it would probably powerful, pump yeah. up
the audience. I don't remember what the name of the first song was, but the first song they played was pretty good too, I think.
The first one.
Oh, the one about the blue, the one the brother writes.
No, not that one.
The one where they, just after the interval, yeah, where yeah, they perform, yeah. Jago.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah.
It was quite.
That was like too. From the. Was it from the first movie?
No, it was from this movie. Oh, but they just like tied it into the past. It was a flashback scene from 5 years ago in the movie's timeline. But yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why the first one did so well as well. Like the music just completely captured the audience's imagination and the vibe of like young people. And it was basically a full-on rock album.
Yeah.
Whereas here, there was like a couple of more...
Yeah.
Bollywood pop type sounding songs. There was like one or two songs of that. And which is fine because it fit this story. Like this story was about more than just the band and
yeah.
all of that. So in that part, I don't mind, but the actual music songs itself were just not as good or as catchy or.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I think oddly enough, like one of the songs I actually really enjoyed was the part where they listen to the demo of Rahul Sharma. Exactly. So I was like, this is such a good song. And yeah, I wanted them to play it more, but they didn't cut it short. But I think that was probably my favorite one, like the whole instrumental aspect of it.
Yeah, I thought they would then make that into a song. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I was hoping that I actually did like it. But it was a different genre. Maybe
yeah, it was definitely a different genre, which is why I said it's so odd that it's the one I actually really like the most in a movie titled Rock On.
Yeah. Other than that, acting, I thought everyone did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did, but I wasn't such a big fan of Prachi Desai's acting. Like, I felt like she was a bit...
Prachi Desai, but she's only there in, like, two scenes.
Yeah, exactly, but I don't know, but there was some part of it, but every time I felt she, when she was on screen, I felt she was a bit, like, I don't know, I didn't even see the chemistry between her and Farhan Akhtar. Maybe this ties into the fact that they're kind of splitting.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was deliberate, where it's she's still there. And she's
I mean, it kind of makes sense towards the end when they had that conversation. But, you know, in the village, when she goes and visits him, you kind of just...
I thought she was a friend. Same. And then the kid's like, Dad. And I was like, oh, wait, okay.
And then I was like, where's the mom? And then you finally realize, oh, she's the mom. Because I haven't seen the first movie. Right. So for me, I was kind of like, what's going on? So I felt like there was like this weird lack of on-screen chemistry between the two.
I think that, that
is... Could have, maybe it was intended. If you saw the
first one, I think it would have made more sense.
Okay, yeah.
And if it was intended, I think that she did a pretty good job.
And I don't know if it was just me, and I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I kind of felt like there was also some weird tension between Shraddha Kapoor and Farhan Akhtar.
I think that was also
very
I did think it was going to go somewhere, but it didn't.
No, but I actually like the fact that it didn't go anywhere, because I mean... Like, they didn't need to add romance and throw this into another...
I don't know. It's very kind of funny and ironic looking at it now because... And I will just say this and leave it because we don't talk about gossip on this show. But, like, Farhan Akhtar got divorced in real life from his wife. There were rumors that the reason for it was...
I have no idea. I didn't even know he was married.
And so, so it's really like when I was watching it, I was like, this is so strange, like watching this now.
Yeah.
Given all the speculation and everything that's happened.
No, but I definitely did feel a lot of on screen chemistry between the two. And like, not even when they actually got together and kind of started interacting, but just from the very beginning of their encounter when he was sick, like you could just tell there was like more care and concern and love.
Mm-hmm.
Towards him as a stranger than Prachi Desai had towards him. And maybe, like you said, it probably would make a lot more sense for me as an audience had I watched the first one.
I mean, yeah, you would have basically known that she is his wife.
Yeah.
I watched the first one, but I didn't get that feeling. I mean, you forget things about movies, you know, these are little, not really little things, but then, you can drop out these details. But how long was the first movie? It's been 7 years, actually, right? Seven or eight years. It was 5 in the movie, but it's been
okay. I thought they were kind of trapped.
It was kind of 2009.
I think 2009 because I was in high school when I watched
just
it.
Going. So oh, okay. So it was at the end of
2008, 2009.
That I think. Nine, yeah. It was winter around. Yeah, it was around the same time actually.
Apart from that, I know we were discussing Both of you are very big fans of Arjun Rampal.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I am not his biggest fan in terms of his acting, and I thought there were a couple of scenes where he came across as being a bit flat, but overall, he did well also. I love Purab Kohli. I wish he acted in more movies.
Oh, yeah. He was so actually good. Hilarious.
And, I mean, he's just, I think he, apart from Farhan, he's the only person who nailed all the different types of scenes, like both the emotional ones and the more funny and lighthearted ones. I think even Shraddha in the super emotional ones, where it felt like a bit forced.
About Shraddha, I thought, well, I had no idea about anything, you know, Farhan and Shraddha that you just said. But then I thought she was only in this movie because she's done a musical movie before. You know,
you mean ABC?
That was dancing.
The one that she was singing in, a lot of singing going on in that movie.
I'm drawing a blank.
She sung like in movies before.
Yeah, that Galia. Are you talking about that one?
No, that really famous 2013 movie Shraddha Kapoor came in.
Is it Galia, the one that song that's she sings? Villain, yeah, Ake Villain. She's a singer that in that one.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, she's not a singer.
It's about this guy who's a singer and he kind of likes Shraddha Kapoor. So he makes her a famous singer.
Oh, is this the one with Aditya Roy Kapoor?
Yes.
Oh, Aashiqui.
Aashiqui. Yeah. So it was kind of like she's actually just doing Aashiqui. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry.
I mean,
I've not seen that movie.
That stumped.
I haven't seen that movie actually, surprisingly. It's on my list.
So in my head, I was like, maybe that's why she's in the movie, because I thought she'd kind of naturally be.
I think the fact that she, I need to double check this, but I think all the female parts is actually her voice, just like it is Farhan's actual voice. So I think the fact that she is a singer. Helps, and she's sung other, outside of Aashiqui 2 also, she's sung other songs. So I think it definitely helps.
So there was another guy in the movie, Uday.
Shashank Arora is the actor.
Yeah. I have seen him in a movie before. It's a really, really low-key movie. I was really bored on Netflix. It's called Drama Naman, exactly. Yeah. And he was quite funny, actually. Yes. So I kind of had an impression about the guy. I was like, oh, well, he's going to be funny. But it was a low-key role again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think he was good.
Yeah. No, I thought he did well.
Yeah, it was a minor role, but I think he actually kind of got it spot on. Like, he's kind of this, like...
He's supposed to be that.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah, definitely.
Acting-wise, I think everybody did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Except the minister and Bhatti, this, in my opinion.
Well, they had small roles, so I guess.
Very minor.
The minister role was a bit strange.
It could have been anyone,
really. What else? I thought cinematography was good as well, like all the shots of Meghalaya and the village. And they, I mean, regardless of whether or not it was,
I mean, don't think it added, or it could have been shorter to the story. Yeah. But I think the way, given that it was there, the way they did it in terms of really showing what life is like in that village and how much, what, like, the struggles and hardships they had to go through, I thought they captured all of that really well.
Yes.
Also.
That kind of, for people, I mean, it didn't really matter to you, but then I liked that part in the movie. I was like, oh, wow, it's kind of like making a change a little bit in any way. As long as it does something, as long as it makes people think about it, I think it's a really good job. Mm-hmm. So I was really, really happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. Again, this week, we do not have any specific trailers to discuss since we've covered most of them already in previous episodes. But let me ask you guys, what are you excited for? Or anything that you've seen that you want to talk about?
Oh, I'm really excited for Bay Fikre.
Why are you excited for Bay Fikre?
I mean, I haven't seen any trailers for this movie, firstly.
That's probably why you're excited.
And exactly. Well, are there any?
Yeah, the trailers are.
Oh, I haven't seen it. So I've only been seeing, like, the...
Posters,
I mean, by excited, I mean as in, like, I'm more intrigued to know what it's about, purely because I've only seen the, like, social media promos for it, which is just Ranveer Singh kissing Vani Kapoor. So I just really want to know more about this movie and what it's about.
They meet in Paris and they're just like, let's have no strings attached.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that.
Sounds,
I was just going to, I was like, it's no strings attached in Bollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lame. Well, I'm actually excited for,
Dear Zindagi.
Yes. Dear Zindagi. That one looks really good.
Yeah, well, the Shah Rukh Khan, so the movie's probably going to do really well anyway.
Also, I think, really proven herself as a really good actress right now.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited for it. And yeah, there's been like all these small mini teasers of the movie and they all look promising.
Well, that's the one that I've been looking forward to as well. Dear Zindagi. That's about it. Befikre, not so much.
Well, I just want to know what it's about. Well, now I do.
So are you still excited for it now?
Not so much.
Okay. Awesome. I think that is it for this week.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. And hopefully we will have you back very soon.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you wanted to share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.